It's your boy Trey J. Just a quiet kid with something to say. E from the Bay to 813, I'm talking Tampa. Someday soon, I'll be on your TV. Stay tuned. Yes, sir. Welcome to the 20th episode of Tune In with Trey. I'm your host, Trey Johnson, and the word of the day is perfunctory, which means of an action or gesture carried out with the minimum of effort or reflection. Be on the lookout for when I use it. The song of the day is Wanna Be Happy by Kirk Franklin. You know, cry yourself to sleep, shout and raise your hands. It won't change a thing, child, until you understand. If you're tired of being the same, if you're tired of things not changing, it's time for you to get out the way. Don't get stuck in how you feel. Say, Jesus, take the wheel. He knows the road that you need to take. If you want to be happy, don't you want to be happy? I just want to be happy. Oh yeah. We're going to vibe today. I've got a lot of songs to pull from. Stay tuned. Today's episode is called Mirror Talk because recently I've been doing a lot of self-reflection. When I first came up with this topic, I was living my best life. But if you couldn't tell from today's song of the day, something has changed because now I just want to be happy. I can't really explain how things changed, but I will say I didn't realize I was different until someone called me out on it. So let's get into it. Let's tune in. Like I said before, I was living my best life. About 4 weeks ago, I felt like I was killing the game. I had just finished my 2 summer classes with an A in media and society and a C in accounting. Now, I don't want you to think that I'm cool with getting C's. This is uncharted territory for me. My grades are typically A's and B's, and while C's get degrees too, I don't plan to make this a trend. Given the circumstances of summer A C was my best at the time, and as long as I know I gave my all, we're cool. So, I finished my classes and was excited for a much-needed break for the second half of summer. I had taken classes every semester since I started college, so that first week off, I was just that. Off. Like, I shut it down. I didn't do anything but play 2K, watch Netflix, and go to work. Very unproductive, to say the least. And that was cool for a week. Like, I just got to relax. Well, that 1 week turned into 2 weeks of doing nothing. And after 2 years of school, I think I earned 2 weeks off. And week three, Week three, I caught up on all episodes of The Chi on Showtime. If you haven't watched it, I highly recommend it. It's really good. And then week four hit. That's when I realized I had lost myself. As you can see, I've been chilling 24/7 all day, every day. However, without school, I've lost structure. I have no motivation to do anything, which is ironic because I barely had the motivation to do my schoolwork in a pandemic over the last 2 semesters. But I lacked motivation due to a lack of structure because I had no goals or deadlines to meet, no determination. Now, there were things I wanted to get done this summer, and I still have time to do them, but I got comfortable with where I was, and I am no longer a fan of what I've become. I'll say it again. I lost myself. In this lost state, I hurt people who didn't deserve it. Last episode, I talked about looking for love, and I missed 2 key components in my attempt to build a stable relationship. I wasn't authentic, and I wasn't present. Inauthentic. I like to please people, sometimes at the expense of what I truly want. And when I dropped my last episode, I knew exactly who I was. I was Trey J., the quiet kid with something to say, from the Bay, the 813, I'm talking Tampa. They don't know me, but someday soon I'll be on their TV screen, just stay tuned. Like, I didn't think anything was going to step in my way and deter me from living my best life. But I lost sight of who I was and what I stand for. I did some things that I typically wouldn't do. I led people on to believe things that weren't necessarily true because I want people to feel good around me. So I lied to myself. I tried to convince myself that things were different. But by lying to myself, I ended up lying to other people. Previously, on Tune New with Trey, I said,
"Be real. People are drawn to that, man. You've heard the phrase, they've been A1 since day one. People can tell when you're being fake or if you want something out of them. Personally, this is a deal breaker for me. I don't do fake."
People can tell when you're being fake. Somebody saw it right through the words I said to them and were hurt when I didn't deliver. The problem was, I knew the truth the entire time, but I didn't like the truth. On J. Cole's song, The Climb Back, there's a line that says, "Everything comes back around full circle. Why do lies sound pleasant but the truth hurtful?" That line holds some weight, man. Why do lies sound pleasant but the truth hurtful? I can't even explain why that's true, but when they figured out the truth, they were hurt. And they let me know respectfully that they had noticed a change in me that they didn't like. Yeah, that's tough. I unintentionally hurt someone else trying to be something I wasn't. Like, "I never meant to cause you no pain. I just wanna go back to being the same. Well, I only wanna make things right before you walk out my life." Monica. Inauthentic. From my brief football career, I remember my coaches saying, "You cheat yourself, you cheat your team." When it comes to being authentic, you have to be real with yourself first, because how you gonna win when you ain't right within? How you gonna win when you ain't right within? How you gonna win when you ain't right within? Come again. Miss Lauren Hill. Mirror talk. It's time to flip the switch back on. I had to look at myself in the mirror, and what I saw kind of scared me. It was Trey J, the quiet kid with nothing to say, from the Bay, who wasn't chasing his dreams, who was out of sync, who was tuned out. Ouch. It was like I was in the mirror, but not there at the same time. I was present, but perfunctory. Going through the motions with minimum effort. Throwing it back once more to episode 19, I said,
"You have to be present. This isn't something you can just go through the motions for. You have to be tuned in all the time. That's not to say that you won't tune out from time to time, but if you truly care about this person or that dream or that goal, you'll acknowledge it, you'll fix it, and you'll tune back in. I said it earlier. You show up for the people you care for, or the things that you care for. It's just that simple."
I wasn't there. I was just doing enough to get by. I still looked like Trey J, still talked like Trey J, but the passion within Trey J was gone, which means I had nothing. I was tuned out with Trey, and that's a problem, code red. To the untrained eye, I looked fine, but on the inside, I've realized I was far from it. Right now, I feel like Jonah. God commanded Jonah to go and preach at Nineveh. Jonah refused and went the opposite direction. By being disobedient, he put others in danger, and by the time he came to terms with the truth, he had to make a longer trip to where he was supposed to be in the first place. Somewhere in that story, Jonah ended up in the belly of a whale. I imagine that's where he got to sit back and think about how things went wrong for him. I'm currently in the whale. I lost sight of what God wanted from me because I tuned out of everything for like 3 weeks. Simply went through the motions. I was still praying every day, but that was all. I wasn't growing in His Word. I'm one of those people who likes to take notes at church, and I knew I was in trouble when I opened up my notebook and the last date showed 3 Sundays ago. Goodness gracious, man, you gotta do better. But prayer every day and then taking notes every Sunday isn't enough either. I also wasn't keeping up with my daily devotional, which completely messed up my days, which turned into weeks of living worldly and not godly. Things I typically say no to, like drinking and partying, slowly looked more and more appealing because everybody else was doing it, right? But I'm not everybody else. I'm Trey J, the quiet kid with something to say, from the Bay, the 813 Tampa. They don't know me, but I have to end up on their TV screen someday. I gotta fix it. I gotta tune back in. I gotta get myself together, cause I got some place to go. And I'm praying when I get there, I see everyone I know. I wanna go to heaven, I wanna go to heaven. Said I wanna go to heaven, I wanna go to heaven. To start, I must fix my vertical relationship. It all starts with God. I need to get back on track with my daily devotional, which is fittingly called Time to Get Serious. Then, I need to practice what I've learned. You see, I know right from wrong, but I often fall short on the execution. Like shooting a jump shot, I know my wrist is supposed to come straight down, but sometimes it goes left, and sometimes it goes right. However, the more I practice it, the more consistent my shot becomes. Similarly, the more time I spend with Christ, in His Word, communicating with Him, the stronger our relationship will be. And once I take care of the vertical, the horizontal will take care of itself. Now, where I messed up was in the beginning, when I started feeling myself. I've said this before, but I struggled with borderline untouchable confidence. I went over the edge yet again and had to be brought back down to earth by God's touch. I imagine God is sitting up in heaven saying, Mr. Johnson, how many times are we going to go through this game of you doing something and thinking it's all you, when in reality, we know that you couldn't do any of this without me, huh? Come on, son, let's get right. I know you can do it. I'll be here until you get there, and I'll be there after you get there. Well, God, I'm ready. I'm tired of being the same. I'm tired of things not changing. It's time for me to get out the way. Don't wanna be stuck in how I feel. Here, Jesus, take the wheel. You know the road that I need to take. If I wanna be happy. Yes, I wanna be happy. Lord, I want to be happy. That's the end of episode 20. Thank you all for listening. I've realized that what I talk about on this podcast comes from a place of pain, whether that be my own or something I've noticed in those around me. But I try to talk about what I'm going through because other people may be struggling with it too. Like I said on about just about every episode, I'm a quiet kid, and I don't always say what I want to say in the moment. But I use this show as a kind of therapy to clear my mind and get some things off my chest and off my conscience. Every episode will not be sad or serious. There will be good times because troubles don't last always. So bear with me. I gotta find myself. I gotta tune back in. Be on the lookout for more content episodes. And until then, stay tuned. Trey J, out!